Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts?
Hello and welcome to episode 26 of Unashamedly Human, the podcast. My name is Emily Chadbourne, and today we are going to talk about expanding your network. So this podcast is for you if you are single and you're using internet dating, for example, Tinder, or if you're in business and you are looking to attract more clients, or if you are just feeling a little bit disconnected and you are looking for some more friendships. Now, I recorded this podcast episode live as I was doing a live video in That Crazy Thing Called Life, which is my completely free Facebook group. So if you would like to jump on and have more of these types of conversations and you would like to see my face at the same time, then hop over to Facebook, join That Crazy Thing Called Life, completely free to join, and make sure your notifications are on for that group, and you'll be notified every time I go live with a little life lesson. So today I want to talk about expanding your network, whether or not you are looking for a relationship and maybe you're using online dating, maybe you are in business for yourself and you're looking for more clients, maybe you are new to a new city and you're looking for more friendships, maybe your existing friendships have changed because that is just a fundamental part of life. You know, I'm 38 and all of a sudden, almost everybody I know either has a baby or is having a baby. And so the nature of my very social network is changing. Now, I can sit at home and moan about that and feel sad about that and feel in scarcity and lack about that and be like, I've got no plans for Saturday night because I've got no friends. Or I can take complete control of my reality and go and do something about that. I'm also recently single. I can sit at home and feel depressed and lonely and upset about that. Or I can give myself a framework to be able to go out and meet new people in a way that doesn't involve swiping on Tinder and feeling like I'm in some kind of fucking cattle market. I'm also in business for myself. So I can either make going and attracting clients a really fun, enjoyable, exciting process, or it can feel like a sleazy sales process where I'm constantly being rejected. Now, nobody, none of us want to feel rejection. It is a feeling which is fundamentally programmed into our DNA for us to avoid. If we feel rejection, the part of our brain, and there's some really interesting work that's come from, I want to say Esther Perel, but it's not her, Helen Fisher. There's some really interesting work that's come from Helen Fisher and her research team about what happens when the brain is in love or falling out of love. Like biologically and chemically, biochemically, what is happening to our physiology? Why do we fall in love with inappropriate people? Why do we hurt so much when we fall out of love? What is actually going on inside our brain to create this emotional frequency in our bodies? And what they found is that when we feel rejected, the part of our brain that gets ignited and the kind of like chemical reaction that gets set into play is the same experience that we have when we are facing what we consider to be impending death. And the reason for this is a really good biological reason for this is because by nature, we are small tribe animals. We are designed to exist in small little tribes and we have a role to play in that tribe. And as long as everyone plays their role properly in the tribe can exist. The tribe can continue to reproduce and to grow and to survive. And so if for whatever reason, I am out of line, or I am not fulfilling my role in that tribe, the tribe will begin to tell me by rejecting me. And when that happens, I need to pick up on those signals and I need to readjust my behavior to fit back into the tribe, because if the tribe rejects me, I can't defend myself, I can't procreate by myself, I can't shelter myself, I can't hunt for myself. And so it's really important that I feel like I am part of the tribe in order to maintain and to stay alive, right? It's really that simple. So naturally, when we feel rejected, we have this awful feeling like, oh my God, am I gonna die? And here's the thing, when we're swiping on Tinder and someone ghosts us, so for those of you who don't know what ghosting is, it's when you're in conversation with somebody on an internet dating site and then all of a sudden they just go completely radio silent, you never hear from them again, we feel rejection. Now, our brain cannot handle ambiguity. Our brain needs to find a reason. It can't just stand there going, oh, I don't really know what this means. It needs to make up a reason. And normally the reason will be, well, because I can't be inside your head, I can only ever make it about me. We are egotistical creatures by nature, right? Again, it's part of the survival process. And so because I can't work out what you have done or thought or said or felt, and I don't know what's going on in your reality, I only know what's going on in my reality, it's really easy to make it about me. It's because I'm too short, it's because I'm not funny enough, it's because I'm not pretty enough, it's because my nose is too big, it's because everybody else on this planet is happily connected and I'm the only person here sitting with my dog on a Saturday night. Really easy for me to make up that story. And then I will go and seek evidence to support that story, because that's the way this works. So, I went off on a bit tangent then. Anyway, back to the point. So this is the question that I got sent in. I'm going to read it word for word, and then I'm going to unpack it. And I'm not just going to unpack it through the internet dating lens. Like I said, this is also relevant if you're in business and looking for clients, or if you are looking to expand your network, friendship, social, platonic, romantic, in any way, shape or form. Okay, so I split from my husband a year ago. I'm an extrovert and I hate being on my own. I've had some great experiences on internet dating and some fucking awful ones. I feel like I've been disposed of like a takeaway coffee. Next, like there is a conveyor belt of more women just coming along. I'm a single mum most of the time. My ex drives me mad, sees the kids every other weekend, so I have very little free time to meet anyone or forge a relationship or just live. Everyone I meet has their own agenda, always different from mine. Anyway, I need you to tell me to stop internet dating and to tell me why, and give me some hope that I can meet someone who'll be able to fit into my life and me in theirs. Okay, so there are sort of four things that I want to talk you through with this, and a couple of things I just want to pull out of. Number one, I would start thinking about the fact that you hate being on your own. And I'm like you, right? I'm an extrovert. I get more energized when I'm around people than I do when I'm on my own. I love the company of other people. And for a really long time, the reason that I loved the company of other people was because I didn't know, love, like, trust myself enough to sit with myself. And therefore, my need to be around other people wasn't necessarily resourceful. It was codependent. It was, if I am with you, I don't need to deal with the clusterfuck that I am. If I am with you, I will get reassurance externally that I'm okay. You can validate me that I am worthy. And what I have learned in the last 4 years of intensive personal development, of doing this work day in, day out, investing in myself, investing in mentors, investing in coaches, and really having the bravery and the courage to unpack who I am, take out the bits that are not working for me, and reinstall bits that are, is that you have got to be comfortable on your own. That doesn't mean that you're never gonna need other people. It doesn't mean you're gonna stop being a people person or you're gonna stop loving being around other people. That's awesome if that's part of who you are intrinsically. Rock on. And it's also okay if that's not who you are intrinsically. Totally fine. But you have got to learn to be okay with being by yourself. If you fear being alone, then there is something in that. If it is uncomfortable for you to sit in your own soul, with your own spirit, in your own company, then you have got to start examining that. Because otherwise, any relationship that you go into, whether it be romantic, whether it be platonic, whether it be professional, will always be codependent. You will always be relying on another person to make you okay. That's a very dangerous place to be. And it's a fuck ton of pressure to put on somebody else. My happiness depends on you. Who wants to be in that relationship? nobody I know wants to be in that relationship, and it will always end in heartbreak. Again, whether that's professionally, platonically, or romantically. So I would do some real work around that, first and foremost. But now what I want to do is I want to just give you kind of four things, for want of a better word, that I think are really going to help you move away from this feeling like you are on the hunt for something. You are on the hunt for a friendship. You're on the hunt for new clients. You're on the hunt for a romantic partner. And the first one is this. I highly suggest that you stop being a sniper and instead employ something that I call the ripple effect. So what do I mean by this? An internet dating is set up for this sort of sniper-like mentality. Like you said yourself, you feel like you're on a conveyor belt of women. Next, next, next. But you are also playing that game when you are exclusively dating through internet sites in this way. So, sorry, it's really noisy traffic outside because it's peak hour, but yeah, whatever. So, while you are sitting on an internet dating site and you are looking at a profile and you're making a snap judgment, yes, no, swipe. Yes, no, swipe. You are also unconsciously or consciously aware that somebody else is doing that for you. They are making a snap judgment based on a photograph and a 3-fucking-line bio and deciding whether or not you might be an appropriate partner for them. So you feel judged because you are judging other people in the same way. And what you're doing is you are literally going out like a sniper and going, are you going to be my potential husband? No. Are you going to be my potential partner? No. Are you going to be my potential wife? No. And I see this quite a lot. I used to do quite a lot of networking in my early business days, and I don't tend to do it so much anymore. But certainly early on in business, I went to loads of business networking meetings. And you know what? There were some people there that would walk in and they have one objective and one objective only, and that was to find a client. So I used to call them the business card warriors, right? They would just like come up to you. They wouldn't ask you any questions. They weren't really interested in who you are or what you were doing. They were literally like, here's my business card. I can help you lose weight in 90 days. Or if you need a mortgage, you need to call me. Like, you haven't asked me any questions. You don't know anything about me. And all you're doing is pushing your agenda onto me, and it feels fucking gross. And these people were the sort of people that didn't come away with clients, and more unfortunate than that, they didn't come away with a network. And so what I implore you to do is start looking instead to employ something that I call the ripple effect. So the ripple effect goes like this. Instead of going out to systematically find a husband or find a client or make new friends, what I suggest you do is that you go out and you lead with a sense of utter curiosity. So you go to a networking meeting not to find a client, but to meet people. And instead of going out on a date, on a Tinder date every Saturday or every Sunday or every Wednesday night, instead, you go out and you do the things that light up your soul. You do the things that you find fascinating. Whether or not there are going to be men there or not, or women there or not, it's completely irrelevant. Instead of going out to find a partner, client, friend, you go out to do the thing that makes your heart sing. You go out to meet new people and network. And those people might not, on face value, be the person that you're going to fall in love with or start a family with or build your client base with. Instead, what you want to be doing is recognizing that the person that you meet tomorrow, if you are in your joy, if you are living your values, if you are happy with who you are in your soul, and you are doing something that lights you up, that makes you feel excited, if you are talking passionately about what it is that you do and asking passionately about what somebody else does at that networking meeting, then all of a sudden you are going to start building a connection with somebody else who may never be your partner, but may or your client, but will remember the energy of you. And that person might talk to another one of their colleagues about you, and that person might need to employ your services. The person that you meet at a cookery class, an all-girl cookery class, might have a brother or a cousin or might invite you to a barbecue. And at their barbecue, you then might meet a guy called Mike, who still might not be your husband, but Mike might find out that you're really interested in bike riding. And then Mike might invite you on a bike ride. And then at that bike ride, you might meet Mike's friend, Greg, who may very well be the person that you end up dating next. And because if you are with a sniper mentality, a blinkered mentality of, are you going to be my client? Are you going to be my next best friend? Are you going to be my next partner? What you're doing is you are coming from a place of scarcity and an energetic force, which is yes, no, pass or fail. And you're never going to be standing in your joy, and you're going to deny yourself the ripple effect, which is that the person that you meet tomorrow might introduce you to somebody else who will introduce you to somebody else who will introduce you to somebody else who will introduce you to somebody else, and that person might end up being your bestie or your partner in crime or your next client. So stop looking at this kind of like sniper-like mentality, which is what Tinder does, or insert any dating app there, right? It's like yes or no swipe, yes or no swipe, yes or no swipe. You are looking down the barrel of the gun with one specific objective. Are you going to be my client? Are you going to be my partner? Are you going to be my new best friend? And just completely changes the energy when, instead of going internet dating or instead of going to a networking meeting to find a client, you just go with this open sense of curiosity. You go to find out something about somebody else. You go to find out something about you. You go to do the thing that makes your heart sing. You go to try a new hobby because you've always been interested in yoga. You've always been interested in climbing a mountain. You've always been interested in Sudoku. You've always been interested in chess, whatever it might be. Go and do the thing that lights up your soul and lead with a sense of curiosity, and you will meet a network of people that align with that vibrational frequency, that align with that value set, that align with that interest, that see your curiosity and your passion and your drive and love that about you, and they in turn will introduce you to a whole bunch of people, and it's a much more enjoyable way of expanding your network. So that's the first thing. Stop being a sniper and instead employ the ripple effect attitude to life. The second thing is you've got to change the metric. And again, this is why the sniper mentality doesn't really work. It's like a pass and fail. It's a yes or no. Did I go to that networking meeting and find a client? No. Right. That networking meeting was a waste of my time. It didn't harvest me the result that I wanted. I'm never going again. Same with, you know, Tinder. Like, I went out on a date. Did that man become my husband? No. Right. It didn't work. I have failed. And so when you have put yourself into that kind of mindset, you're literally asking the universe to set you up for failure. You are quite literally saying to the universe, here we go. I'd like to fail, feel rejected, and not enjoy this process, please. And then you wonder why you feel like a failure. You feel rejected and you're not enjoying the process. So instead of having this metric of, did I find a husband? Did I find my new best friend when I went to that yoga class on Saturday? Did I find a client when I went to that networking meeting? Instead, what you want to be doing is you want to be measuring the success of those sorts of things by effort and not result. So the result, did I get a boyfriend? Yes or no? No. Did I get a client? Yes or no? No. Did I get a new best friend? Yes or no? No. Whereas if you go by effort, did I leave the house? Did I take a tight butt moment? Did I meet new people? Did I find out something new about somebody else? Did I find out something new about myself? Did I engage in conversation with a stranger, which up until now would have been the most petrifying thing for me, but did I do it? Did I survive? Did I burst into flames? No. Oh my God, look at that. I've learned something about myself. I've strengthened my resolve. I've developed my confidence. I've called on my courage. And when you are kind of using that metric in life, all of a sudden you're always succeeding, because life is all about perspective. I talk about this in my $47 2-week course, that crazy thing called life. Life is just about perspective. You can go to a networking meeting and come out of it and feel like the biggest failure because you don't have 5 new clients, or you can go to a networking meeting and feel like the biggest success because you went to a fucking networking meeting when every single fiber of your being was telling you to stay home in your tracky dacks, eating a tub of Ben & Jerry's fish food because that's the best Ben & Jerry's flavor in the world, and I will absolutely fight to the death to defend it. And so the moment that you change that metric, you know, I went to a new part of town today on a date. That's awesome. That's a new thing that I did. I can feel confident in myself that I managed to do that. And I came home and I survived it. And okay, the guy that I spoke to, I probably never really want to see again. But do you know what? It was a really great experience and I have learned something. That metric, oh, totally different. Imagine if you judged your life and yourself by that metric instead of the hard and fast yes or no, cause, like, did you get the result that you wanted? Like, change the result, change the metric, and I promise you the world will feel kinder and you will be more motivated and more curious and more excited and feel more validated in your own experiences. So that's the second thing, change the metric. The third thing, notice your patterns. You know, life is just about noticing a pattern, seeing what feedback the universe is giving you, and then quite literally asking yourself, what do I need? What is this telling me? What is it telling me that I believe? What is it telling me about the fundamental paradigm that I'm currently existing in? What pattern am I constantly seeing? And what work do I need to do around that so that I can break that pattern and reinstall a different one? And what I mean by this is, if you're always going to networking meetings and nobody ever wants to speak to you, if you are going on a date and men or women are getting up within the first 5 minutes and making an excuse to leave, then there is something that is going on there. If you are always attracting clients that are hard work, that never pay on time, that don't really do the work, there's something going on there. If you're always attracting men or women who are cheating on you or who, you know, don't really see the value in you or flake on you, there is something going on there. And that's not because all clients or all friendships or all men or all women are like that. It's normally because that is something that you need to reflect on in yourself. What are my boundaries like? What am I like as a client? You know, how am I rocking up to my business coach? How am I rocking up to my clients? How am I rocking up in my friendships? How am I rocking up in my romantic relationships? What do I fundamentally believe to be true about myself? Do I believe I'm worthy? Do I believe that I am lovable? Am I people pleasing beyond what is resourceful for me and for other people? So notice your patterns in this process. And that's not to notice your patterns so that you can berate yourself. It's to notice your patterns so that you can learn something new about yourself and then evolve and grow into the version of you that you need to be in order to attract the friendships, the romantic relationships, or the clients that you want to have in your life. So, you know, don't be afraid to do the work. Don't be afraid to look at your past relationships and go, okay, what's the common link here? And what do I need to do in terms of changing other people? Because you can't change other people. What's it telling me about me? Am I tolerating behavior? Am I ignoring red flags? You know, Tom and John and Dom, all fucking three of them, you know, in the first week turned around and said, yeah, I don't really want children. And then 2 years later, we broke up because they didn't want children. And in my head, I'd convinced myself that they didn't want children yet. Like, listen to that pattern. Hear it. What's it telling you? What's it teaching you? Because you get to change the pattern. Not by convincing John, Tom or Dom that they do want children, but by hearing the red flag and valuing yourself well enough to go, okay, then I'm out. Because this is important to me, and it's so important to me that I'm not going to hope that you change your mind. I'm going to go and I'm going to find somebody else, because my vision, my goal, my dream is so important to me that I am willing to become the person that I need to become to create that for myself. So notice your patterns, number three, really important. And then the fourth thing, I'm going to say this till the bloody cows come home. I don't know what that expression means. Do you? Is it just like a Somerset farmer thing? That's where I grew up. Maybe it is. I'll say it till the cows come home. Anyway, if anyone knows, let me know. info@emilychadbourne.com. The fourth thing is this. Stop dating people and start dating life. And what I mean by that is, if you are going out with that sniper mentality, which I talked about in point one, and you are going out like literally trying to find one component of your life that you think is going to make you feel complete, whether it's a client, whether it's a friend, whether it's a romantic relationship, you are going to deny yourself so much pleasure and joy. Because the world is full of amazing people and amazing experiences and so many different realities that you could be creating for yourself. And, you know, instead of going out to find a partner, just go out to find people and to expand your network and to be curious and to try new things. You might stumble across a new hobby that you didn't even know made your soul sing. You might stumble across a new friendship group that you didn't even know that you needed. You might stumble across somebody who's going to take you on an adventure that's never going to be your life partner necessarily, but you're going to go and you're going to explore new countries and taste different foods and meet new people and have different ideas and find out something about yourself that is so intrinsically life-changing that you would never have found if you had sat in a pub every Saturday night on Tinder going, are you going to be my husband? 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 Put it down. Be curious. Be brave. Take your one fucking miracle life and make the most of it by expanding the way that you are doing life. Try new things. Say yes. Be curious. Date life. Don't look for clients in a networking meeting. Attract clients by being your word, by being your brand, by being your business, by speaking your truth, by doing and giving and generously contributing to the world around you. That's how you fucking attract clients, not by standing in a rented room every Wednesday night in a fucking 2-minute speed fucking networking meeting throwing business cards at people. Take that time, that energy, that money, and invest it in your own fucking personal development so that you have got the bravery and the courageousness to speak your business, to be your brand, to do that video, to put out that blog, to speak your truth. Do the thing that scares the fuck out of you. If you want to meet new friends, go and be the person that you want to be friends with. Go and do the things that you've been convincing yourself aren't worthy of doing. Oh, well, you know, it's a waste of time now, me trying to learn how to cook, or it's a waste of time now, me going to that yoga class, or, well, maybe I'll go to that meetup group next week. Stop giving yourself these bullshit excuses and give yourself the chance to really fucking dig deep and go and enjoy this crazy thing called life. Because I'm telling you, when you are vibrating in a place of joy and courageousness and love with who you are, you will attract friendships. You will attract romantic relationships. You will attract your ideal client. But while you are sitting in the scarcity and the fear of who you truly are and hoping that a client who is going to give you money, which is going to make you feel more validated, or hoping that a partner, which is going to give you a kid, which is going to make you feel validated, or hoping that a friendship, who is going to make you feel connected, and that's going to make you feel validated, while you're coming at life from that point of view, even if you get those things, friendships, clients, love, you are still never, ever, ever going to be happy. So put down the, I'm not saying internet dating doesn't work. I know a great number of people who have had great success with internet dating and are married to their Tinder partners. I'm not saying it doesn't work. Use it as one of many tools, but the tool that you need to implement first and foremost is this idea of the ripple effect. It takes me straight back to point one. Employ the ripple effect. Change the metric. Go with effort over result. Notice your patterns and be brave enough to unpack them, unlearn them, and then learn new ones. And I suggest that you do that in a mastermind or in an accountability group or with a coach or all three of those. Potentially, feel free to get in touch, info@emilychubham.com, and ask me about the Unashamedly Human program that I'm running. And then the fourth one is date life. Be curious and be brave. All right, my lovely people, I trust that that has served whoever it was meant to serve. Thank you very much for listening. I trust that you enjoyed that episode of Unashamedly Human, the podcast. If you did, please do me a solid favour. Hop over to iTunes, rate and review it, because it really helps other people find this content. Even better, you could share the episode either via Spotify or my website, emilychapman.com, here-me. Please share it with a friend. Tell a mate about it. Anyone that you know that would enjoy the content that I have just shared, do me a favour. Share it on social media as well, using the hashtag Unashamedly Human, and you can tag me on Instagram, Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife. Thank you very much for listening.
If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought. Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up with M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. A daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know, you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychapman.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.